Good morning, Humboldt County. Welcome to another Your Care, Our Mission here on 97.7 The Bolt. And my guest this morning is Michelle Slater. She is the CEO of HCMH. That's a lot of acronyms. Michelle, how are you this morning?
Good. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So I know you guys just had the big open house event yesterday. How did that go?
It went really well. You know, my expectations were high just because of the excitement we have at the hospital for this project. But didn't know exactly what the community would bring. And I was overwhelmed with, you know, just the appreciation for what this has done to the community and how it kind of brings everybody together. And it was a vision seen by others a long time ago that we were able to bring to reality. And so it was just a great day, not only for the community, but for our staff to be able to be proud of what they've accomplished and the why behind why we were able to do that.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, well said. When we talk about the open house, it was the wellness hub, I guess, is the primary thing. But then within that, you have like a new conference room and a couple other things. Did you want to go into that a little bit?
Correct. Yeah, we have primarily the reason for the whole project at the beginning was because of our therapy department.
Okay.
So physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, as well as our cardiac and pulmonary departments. They were growing outside of the seams that we had available for them. And so that's what sparked the need. And then with that, it was how do we provide all of our services under one roof? And so bringing on our primary care physicians from the parking lot into our facility. And then a better place for our traveling physicians to practice out of. And also allowing greater capability of having those. At times, two was too many.
Sure.
And so today we can house two very comfortably and even throw a third in there if we need to. And then, yeah, we added that conference center upstairs. So our staff has grown. You know, we were a little over the 200 mark, and now we've hit up to 250.
Wow.
And so when it's time for staff development and bigger events, we're able to host those here and capture more folks at once. So yeah, there was an additional conference center as part of that as well.
Okay. So when you talk about, you know, everything is kind of growing at the hospital, what are some of maybe the new services? I know you're mentioning something about pediatrics. You have a few new things going on there.
We do. So that's really exciting for our teams, especially those who specialize in pediatrics. Mm-hmm. It's a fun crowd to be around. But we have a PT, an OT, and a speech therapist who all specialize in pediatric medicine. And so as we started down the facility master plan with this project, we quickly realized that there was a need for pediatric care and services closer to home. A lot of folks were having to travel to Ames, and so we knew we had the experts here. And so we started to develop that service line, and it's exceeded all of our expectations. We have a specialized gym just for the kids. And so they're currently working on finalizing the swing, so there'll be a swing hanging from the ceiling. We have scooters and a lot of mat things to crawl in and roll around and boards to write on. So it's just a space built for those children. And, you know, we had our Graham construction crew up here on Sunday for the open house, and their first comment was, wow, this almost looks like blank children's hospital. And so just, you know, the idea behind making sure we have the right equipment for those kids at their level to help them grow and develop as appropriate. So
I was thinking about installing a swing in here. That'd be fun. So I know that obviously it's not done. I mean, you guys, you know, have done a lot. Even Genevieve's was renovated, which looks beautiful. But what else needs to be done in terms of the, you know, building project as a whole?
Yeah. So of course, at this point in the game, we are fully complete. However, there is a long punch list items.
Sure.
You know, we did make changes at the end, and so they're finalizing some of those items as well. But we expect to have folks on site for the next 6 months just finalizing everything for us. And then secondarily, there was a lot of internal movement that had to happen because of this project. Mm-hmm. And so our maintenance team has – it's one of a kind. You know, as I talk to other CEOs in our area and in the state in general, our maintenance team is – completely off the charts from what the normal hospital has. So most people have to contract all those services outside, which is expensive, and we're able to do it all internally. So we have a crew of guys that have been able to either learn as they go or just an experts in something, and they can do everything from plumbing to the electrician work. So currently we're having them work on our public health space. So hopefully by the end of the year, public health will be in its permanent home. So they were in the building in the parking lot as well. They were going to be back in the back entrance of the hospital with their own door. Which will be great for those folks that see our public health team. And then our public health team will now be part of the hospital instead of in a separate building
as
well.
There you go. That's
nice. The other parts of that is administration. We moved to the basement to help open up some prime real estate for our walk-in clinic when that was started a couple years ago. But now that that's moved into the primary care space where it belongs, we will be moving back to where we started. And so that's another priority in the maintenance team's list, as well as Michelle Hankins and her therapy and counseling services.
Yeah.
She'll be moving to another permanent location for her, too. So a lot of work to be done. We'll probably have that complete by the middle of next year.
I just wanted to touch on, you mentioned maintenance, and I do know how hard they work because my dad, not at this hospital, obviously, but he works maintenance at another hospital back home. And I know how hard he works, and I think it's probably a smaller hospital than we have here, so I can only imagine how hard those guys work. So.
They do, and it's 24/7.
Absolutely.
They're on call because, of course, the lights stop working or the heat stop working at 2 a.m., not at 10 o'clock in the morning, and so a great appreciation for that team.
Yeah, I know my dad has to get up sometimes at 2, 3 in the morning just to head out there. I mean, he doesn't care, does it with a smile on his face, and I'm sure everybody over at your hospital does as well.
That's right, and with the snow in our future. You know, that's a whole nother job they have to carry. So.
Right. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about that today, but you're going to make
Sorry. It's inevitable, right. I think.
That's all right. Well, with snow comes the holidays. This is a perfect segue.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you wanted to share a little holiday message from the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. Just appreciation for folks who choose to come to Humboldt Hospital. Our mission is, you know, to be a patient-centered environment for everyone, and our team will do whatever it takes to make that work for our folks in the community. So I just want to say thank you, you know, from everybody at the hospital for trusting us with your lives, and we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
Very well said. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thanks. Same to you, Sam.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back. More Your KR Mission right after this.